We've been having a lot of fun telling stories. Now, I was just recently at your house not too long ago, and while I was there, you had I came home and I told the story, and you argued it wasn't true, but it was true. Cockroaches are in the house, and you suck them up with your vacuum cleaner. It's disgusting.
Well, they're not technically cockroaches.
They're not really a cockroach. They're large palmetto bugs. They're about 3 inches long.
They're disgusting.
That live in the palm trees, and if you live in South Carolina or Florida, they come into your house, and they're big and black and they just make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. They're awful.
You turn into Egon Spengler from the Ghostbusters and came up with a solution.
Well, they're very fast. And I'll never forget when we first moved there, we were watching TV and I seen one crawling up the wall. And I said, oh my God, what is that? And it was one of those bugs. And they're so hard to catch because they're so fast. But I kind of was thinking to myself, well, I've got one of those stick
vacuum cleaners.
And I said, if I put that on high, I bet I could suck that sucker up. And so now that's what I do. It's awesome.
Our vacuum is full of bug carcasses.
It's not full. I empty it out. And it just annihilates them. They can't even get away.
So the first 10 minutes I'm there, you're sucking up bugs in your vacuum cleaner, and then you have a little spray pesticide that you walk around like you're the Orkin man.
I could make some money doing that.
There you go. You just retired from your first job.
Yes.
Now you can be an exterminator.
I should because I'd do a good job. I do a better job than
exterminators.
She's going to show up with a vacuum and her little bug zapper.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, that vacuum does the trick, though. It's awesome. And then I spray my poison. Yes, it is a good vacume cleaner.
That was turned into a review.
Mike, what kind of vacuum is it?
I don't remember.
Oh, stop now. I can't remember it either.